ABC Radio Australia.
It is said that the Pacific is made up of 2% land and 98% ocean. It's a vast expanse that Pacific nations are responsible for managing and protecting. And as Chris and Rita Amanu Leong reports, it's a challenging task, but one nations are working together to overcome.
In this little village along Timor-Leste's northern coast, Anibal's family has fished for generations.
I became a fisherman when I was young. Being a fisherman used to be an easy job to earn a good income.
But these days, it's harder to make a living. Climate change has taken a toll, and so too illegal fishing. Less than 20 kilometres away is the Indonesian border, and there's no formal maritime boundary between the two countries.
The reefs have been damaged, and there's illegal fishing from people who come in fish in Biaku without permission from the government.
The Pacific is often thought of as small islands, but really they are vast ocean states responsible for governing some of the world's most abundant marine territories. While the ocean is a vital livelihood for the Pacific, protecting it from illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, or more simply, IUU fishing, is a big task.
My name is Sahril. I've been in Bomana prison for 9 months.
My name is Arif Yuga Arianto. I was arrested on 22nd October 2024 in Papuan waters.
In the past year, 38 Indonesian fishermen have been locked up in Bomana prison, their vessels confiscated and destroyed. They were all arrested in an area called the Dogleg. It's PNG's exclusive economic zone, but there is no formally agreed maritime border with Indonesia in this area. Paul Barker from the Institute of National Affairs says the Dogleg is prone to illegal fishing along the coastline and further offshore.
It's a difficult area to clearly designate and identify. They sometimes have connections with villages in coastal or island areas of PNG, but they're very hard to monitor, especially when the villages themselves are not really reporting them. Sometimes because they're trading with them, getting goods and other services from them.
In Solomon Islands, the Pacific Islands Foreign Fisheries Agency supports 17 member countries who make up 30% of the global tuna catch. Its Director General, Noan Pakop, says unreported fishing make up 5% of all illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing.
It used to be a bigger problem in the past. Now with the emerging technology, that has helped us be able to keep tab on the activities out at sea.
At their headquarters in Honiara, Commander Simon Gregg oversees a sophisticated surveillance centre.
One of the challenges is just the enormity of the Pacific and our area of operation, what we're trying to surveil and conduct counter IU operations is 30 million square kilometres.
Pacific nations have long struggled to get the most out of their tuna money. Fish caught in the Pacific is often processed elsewhere, only to be re-imported back into the region in cans. FFA Director General Pakop says its members are trying a different approach with Papua New Guinea's East New Britain initiative, which could prove lucrative.
Just imagine those catch are processed within and exported out of the country. The returns coming from that will double, will triple in many different forms.